Never been able to
hear. Been able to hear yourself?
Not one show.
Fuck. That's depressing. Talk again.
Hello.
Again?
Again and again and again and again. Smoking on that weed again and again. Hello?
This is the best part about starting before 8, is we can just do this.
Yeah.
And we're not interrupting anybody.
Another episode of On the Fence. Are we starting?
All right, talk now.
I'm speaking now. I can kind of, yeah, kind of. I see my thing moving.
Is it?
I really got to be right here with it, though.
Talk again?
I really got to be right here with it, though.
Oh, I do hear you talking. Let me see. Talk again?
I'm speaking again.
Where do you hear your where do you see your oh, wait. Yeah, talk again?
I'm talking again.
But yeah, you're on.
Yeah, but mine doesn't get as high as yours does. I literally have to do this for it to get as high as yours does. Is it because you're just loud and ghetto?
And boisterous?
Boisterous. Isn't that like a code word for gay?
Is it? I just inadvertently just call myself gay for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. He's, you know, boisterous.
He's boisterous.
He's real boisterous.
He's a fanook. He's boisterous.
He's a real entanglement. You know what I mean? With a guy's ass. I'm sorry.
His dick is entangled in a guy's balls.
I'm sorry. I'm not good at being subtle. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's me and Luis Perez. We had kind of a hectic morning. Fuck you, San Francisco morning traffic. It's just, I don't know how you can do it to come from one side to the other.
It's just, I don't know.
You like that?
No, I don't like
you're it. You're on. All right.
I'm on the thing.
You're on the thing.
I'm on the thing, everybody. Welcome. It's a beautiful Monday morning. How you doing today, Luis Perez? This is my guest host.
I'm doing all right.
No, this is my co-host, not your
partner. Guest host, yeah. I'm here for one show, and then that's it. And then I quit. I don't care about... I don't drive, so traffic doesn't fuck me up as much.
Like, I know. You're over here, like, taking a nap on my shoulder.
I wasn't taking a nap. You think I was... I'm not. I was awake. It's just... I was just quiet as fuck. I don't know why.
It's all right. Usually, we have a long conversation, usually about wrestling theme music.
It's... Yeah. It's typically me being like, Matt Hardy's theme music is still the best thing ever.
Have you seen that he has his baby on, like, TikTok and stuff?
No. Is it, like, in a good way or, like, in a really bad way?
I think it's fun. I stumbled upon it because first thing I heard was gothic baby, and I'm like, what? And I thought it was going to be, like, it's a parent raising their kid, like, all gothy and stuff. But it's Matt fucking Hardy the whole time.
I just think the Hardys are a bit cursed in what ended up happening to them.
What do you... Cursed in what regard?
I don't know. Matt Hardy completely...
One of the greatest tag teams in wrestling history.
Then they went solo. Then they cucked themselves. Well, then Matt Hardy cucked himself. And then fucking Jeff Hardy became like a drug-addled guy.
Well, fucking Jeff Hardy also became WWE and World Heavyweight Champion. I heard somebody say this, that Matt Hardy had way more potential to be a champion.
Yeah, it's Jeff. Fucking creepy how, like, there's video of a stunning Steve Austin. It's like, this is... Right before Steve Austin becomes Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stunning Steve Austin with the blonde hair.
Oh, no, not stunning. No, he was called the Ringmaster, even worse. He was called, oh, he was like a ring technician. And, like, this is, like, 96, and he's fighting a young Matt Hardy. In that, so, like...
Like, stupid young, like, teenager young.
Yeah, like, all this shit, it's like, in a span of time where it all crosses over with it. Like, they're all fucking young. I don't know.
Yeah, no. It all depends, right? Like, because the dude in wrestling who came, Sin Cara, right, he was in Mexico doing big things, but he came in, it just didn't translate as good over here.
Well, he was an asshole. There's two Sin Caras, because the first one was like, I don't need to speak English to, like, get better. And then everyone's like, no, you really should. And he's like, no, I'm good. And then he fucked himself. Then the second thing, and by the first Sin Cara, like, would flop a lot, right?
What do you mean flop? Like, he would lose? Or
he would not. He would, like, botch shit a lot. Because the whole gimmick was like, yeah, I'm like this fucking freestyle. It was just Rey Mysterio, too, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was just like, I feel like, I want to say a little bit more flashier than Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio had his thing, but Sin Cara was really fucking rope.
Sabu
Rey Mysterio.
No, I'm just picturing that. I'm picturing, like, because he used to do that, right? He's like, do, like, rope shit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He used to do a lot of rope shit.
I don't know.
I mean, his whole move, And is his son's move still Rey Mysterio's old move or same move?
His son's move? Yeah. I don't know what his son's move is.
You don't know?
Why do I feel like this mic is falling as I talk?
It is. It is. All right. I'm looking at it.
God damn it.
Every 50 seconds, you have to lift it up and then just watch it come back down. Tighten the thing.
I don't know how to tighten it.
Tighten the thing.
I don't know how to fucking tighten it.
How do you do it? You set up this show every morning and you don't know how to tighten the thing?
No, I don't.
Jesus Christ, Perez. Do you know how to change a tire?
How would I know? If I don't know how to drive, how would I know how to change a tire?
Because I would assume you don't want to be completely useless to the driver.
I'm completely useless to the driver.
God, give him a hand job or something.
There was a time me and another comedian, we were all going to Reno. And he was like, "Yeah, if there's snow. You and this other guy, you got to put the snow tires on or whatever, like the chains."
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, if that happens, there's no fucking way I'm going to help with this. I'm just going to sit back and just watch.
You're just going to be the friend standing and watching with his hands in his pocket.
I looked up how you put on snow chains. It's not fun. It doesn't look like a fun activity. It just looks like a lot of like prep work and a lot of like latching onto. I don't know. It's annoying.
It looks annoying. I think there's certain cars that you don't need that shit. I think like all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, one of those, like, you don't
fucking... Yeah, they say that. I cooked Pillsbury cinnamon rolls the wrong way yesterday.
How the fuck do you...
I didn't realize that it came with icing, and I just cooked it like it was, like, without icing.
You just ate the bread?
The cinnamon bread. It smelled so fucking good, too.
Of course it does.
Smelled so fucking good. Then I go, and I'm expecting to see frost. I don't know why I was... I just think we're so in the future that, like, by the time I'm done cooking it, it should just be there.
Oh, my God.
And then it wasn't. And then I look inside the can, and I see that there's, like, a thing of frost. And I'm like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. 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 I'm sorry, but yeah. Is this your first time doing this?
What?
Making the cinnamon rolls?
I've never made the cinnamon roll. I've only made the... biscuits.
The biscuits are fucking phenomenal. Have you ever made like a breakfast sandwich with those biscuits?
No.
It's fucking fired.
That's too small though, right?
I mean, that's why I get the biscuits that are like the mini biscuits for like 8 mini biscuits, and then I just make one really big biscuit.
You like combine each one?
I just mush them all together.
But it's not flaky then anymore, is it?
It is if you like stack them and squish them.
Yeah.
And then you stretch them out a little bit to make them big, to make it like a more wide thing for our sandwich. And then it's still flaky. You break it right down the middle. Scrambled eggs. Some nice crisp bacon. I like it real crisp. I like it in the oven. I got the patience for crisp fucking bacon. All right?
All right.
You fucking floppy bacon in a pan, motherfucker.
No, when I eat biscuits, I just eat the biscuit.
Have you ever eaten? I remember one time after this show, right before work, I didn't have time to make myself something, and I had to like prep for dinner. So like I had to like get stuff ready so my girl can come home and just finish up dinner. And I'm like, what the fuck can I eat while I prep? I made croissants, the Pillsbury croissants, and I just ate those.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not good.
But why is it not?
There's no nutrition. There's no nutrition. I'm about to go to work. I need to put in 9 hours, and I fucking...
That sucks. Yeah, you should have just eaten, like, oatmeal or something.
Oatmeal? What the fuck?
We got Quaker Oats on deck at my house.
Fucking what flavor?
Just regular. I eat, like, cereal.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like oatmeal. Like, I don't like actual cooked oatmeal. I like cereal oatmeal.
What is cereal oatmeal? Is it just, like, extra watery?
No, you just pour milk in the oats. Wow. And then you just eat it like that.
You took all the oats out of Honey Bunches and Oats?
No, I took all the Honey Bunches out of Honey Bunches and Oats. It's just fucking oats.
Oh, fucking wow.
What do you mean? Why? It's perfect. It's good.
I don't know, man. That seems weird, man.
It's not weird. It's fucking, you just eat like cereal and that's it. It's the shit.
I would rather have you ever had toast just with maple syrup?
No, I've had...
You've never had the poor man's pancake?
I've had... bread sandwich. Like, I've had sandwiches with maple syrup in it.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Like, that's a strike. I know what you're saying, but I've never had to.
You made a breakfast sandwich and you dipped it in syrup too? Or, like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, like, I made, like, a bread. Like, I had, like, a piece of bread and I put it in. Like, I spread maple syrup on it, but I never did it with toast.
Why the fuck would you do it with just bread?
I don't know.
Were you just a little kid?
Yeah. It's like a.
20 years old.
By the way, you know what's like still fucking awesome?
What?
Fucking like a good like turkey sausage with like ketchup. That's still fucking like awesome.
First of all, who the fuck is eating turkey sausage?
Turkey sausage is like the best sausage right now.
First of all, you gotta get the fucking, I forget the brand, but it's the one that has, it's pork and beef added to the.
No, because yes, see, I judge sausage. I judged that by how microwavable is it. And you're literally getting.
Who the fuck is microwaving a sausage?
I'm microwaving fucking chicken and fucking turkey sausages. Because it's the most microwavable.
You're a monster.
It takes 27 seconds to
first
fucking
make. First of
all,
if you really. Everything takes at least a minute. Don't ever put less than a minute.
Really? Because fucking to make your shitty beef fucking thing, you gotta boil it in water, which takes 5 minutes.
Who the boils it in water? What are
I
you
used to
fucking,
boil it in fucking water.
A New York fucking hot dog vendor?
That's how you're supposed to make it. What the fuck? What
no,
are you
No, you're not. You fucking. You cut slits. And you put it on the fucking frying pan or the
grill. Too much work. Immediately.
What
now
are
you
talking?
You're bringing the oven
Listen,
into this?
I'm not putting it up the stove. The
but
stove
now you,
top.
I know, but I'm saying like now you got to bring like a skillet into this. It's like fucking it's too much.
You acting like you're bringing the microwave into it?
Microwave is the 27 seconds?
First of all, you're acting like your microwave's going to have just a steam of turkey whatever. Ah, dude, that's just gross, bro.
It's not gross. What
it's
do you
probably
mean?
Super rubbery.
It's rubbery. It's fucking hot dogs. What the fuck do you want? It's like,
oh my god.
I like it when it's that rubbery.
When I bet one side is super stale and shriveled up.
Well, no, it's not that because it's 27 seconds. I undercook it, so one side is super hot. The other side is
so
like
the other one is filled with just parasites that you didn't kill from cooking.
Shut the sausage. Who the fuck?
It's a sausage. That's
you can eat sausage
it's
fucking.
New York
it's like
City.
A fucking cold cut. Who the fuck is dying of fucking. Of, what do you call it? What's the thing that E. coli outbreaks?
E. coli?
You're not fucking doing that.
I bet a deer peed on it. That's how
a turkey. You could eat a cold sausage and nothing will happen to you.
Everybody used to do that. You used to do that as a kid?
Of course.
Oh, you're fucking gross.
I still, no, I don't do it.
No.
I have to microwave it.
No, if you did it today,
oh, technically,
it would be the fucking end of this show.
Well, I'm definitely going to do it. Now you're like.
You're going to go home today, you're going to eat a fucking sausage raw.
Two.
Right out the fridge.
Two.
You're gonna
I'm
going to
get a small plate.
Two glizzies.
Two. No, I'm going to microwave it for 27 seconds.
That's fucking. First of all.
And then I'm going to pick it up from, there's a hot side, so I always pick it up from the super hot side, and then I'm fucking. Then I gotta pick it up from the other side, and then that's where I just wait a second, then I go. And that's it.
Sir. Jesus Christ.
And then you're over here like, my chick's gonna prepare me food or whatever. It's like, how am I gonna last the whole day? That shit will last me 10 years.
Oh,
those goodness. Two sausages.
Those two sausages.
Those two fucking, they're hot dogs. I don't know.
You're disgusting.
But it's like that's like the intro to the podcast.
The intro is you're fucking disgusting.
You're fucking disgusting, yeah.
This just lets you know, just a little peek into the diet of Luis fucking Perez.
Well, I'm really glad that this is like the extra time of the podcast. Like, it's dedicated to like technical issues and then me just being like, yeah, so fucking hot dogs on the microwave. That's it.
Yo, you want to hear the fattest sandwich? I just had the fattest sandwich I've ever fucking had.
Fuck yeah, I don't want to hear it.
I had a torta de tamale.
That's it?
That's it. It's dough, inside dough, with chicken in the middle, and some sauce.
That's pretty bad, but it's like, I like a good fucking, I've never had a po' boy. I want a po' boy, but.
Shrimp?
I just want a turkey sandwich.
How the fuck, there's no turkey po' boy, is there?
No, I just want a that turkey sandwich. No, like separately. Boy. No, like just a fucking turkey deli sandwich. That's it.
Oh, okay. Do you want two sandwiches?
I want a, what?
You want two sandwiches?
No, just one. Well, I'm saying I want to have a po' boy, but I'm saying the thing that I eat that's like the best thing ever is like, dude, if I could just have a fucking turkey, ham, spinach, it's the best fucking thing ever.
Have you ever gone to
Mayo,
Panera?
How dare you? No, I'm not going to know.
I'm just asking. I'm not a sandwich.
I'm telling you,
you
got Pete's
people.
Fucking barbecue over there in the Mission, and they fucking know how to make it.
Who the fuck?
You're gonna fucking.
I didn't go. Who goes to a barbecue place to get a turkey sandwich?
I do.
Okay. Well, I
do.
Didn't know that's what you did.
Because it's pretty fucking good.
I thought you get ribs and brisket and shit.
No. Whenever my parents went, they would always get chicken for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean, Mexicans love chicken.
Yeah, but it's fucking like.
Is it like rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's better than the fucking food.
We're going after? We're going to Pete's Barbecue?
No, Jesus Christ.
Wait, hold on.
Do you have Pete's Barbecue money?
I got Pete's Barbecue money.
Okay.
Come on. You don't think I got Pete's Barbecue money to spend?
All right, fine. We'll go to Pete's Barbecue. I was going to say let's go get some breakfast pancakes, but...
Nah.
Fucking...
It's a Pete's Barbecue night.
It's a Pete's Barbecue morning. It's
fucking... I know.
It's not even noon. We're having heavy...
This is a Pete's... Pete's Barbecue is the fucking best.
How's the cornbread?
I've never had the cornbread.
What the fuck?
Oh, you know what? The owner of the place doesn't like me, though. So, he's very, like, he's more like, no soup for you.
Why the fuck? What did you do?
I don't know. I just have awkward interactions with businesses, and I just think it immediately causes tension.
Oh, my God. Like,
I don't know. It's sad.
Perez, you're a bit much at times. Had you been drinking...
No, I wasn't drinking. No, fucking, I just feel like when I go, though, it's like...
Does he think you're...
The way you react to me getting a turkey sandwich, I think they react to me getting a turkey sandwich.
Why are you here for a fucking sandwich?
I'm getting that fucking sandwich. I'm getting that Dutch Crunch fucking mayo-filled fucking sandwich. What are you getting?
What the fuck is Dutch Crunch?
Dutch Crunch, it's the bread. It's the fucking San Francisco bread.
Oh. Okay.
It's the shit.
I swear to God, I'm like, do they put cereal on the fucking sandwich?
Nah, you know what Dutch Crunch is? Dutch Crunch is like when they, like, imagine, like, you got a loaf of bread, but it got, like, fucking, like, turtle shell casing on it. It's fucking crunchy. It's fucking great.
Okay.
I'm fucking pumped. I'm going to be up for 2 hours now doing this podcast thinking about this fucking turkey sandwich I'm going
to
get.
Yo, when we got here, he was legitimately so angry that he has to go home and do laundry today.
I did laundry yesterday.
He did laundry yesterday, folks.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
Get it.
Fucking get it. Give it up for Perez. Oh, my God. Perez,
we're celebrating.
I was going to say, did you fucking do it like in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I do my laundry in the middle of the night, yeah.
Okay, good. You're in-home laundry, right?
My in-home laundry,
yes. Yeah. The one that you still complain. I told you, I go to a laundromat with free parking, and the only reason I go there is for free parking, because the dude is getting way too familiar and touchy with me, man.
Is that real?
No, it's fucking real. This dude, every time I walk past him, he just gives me, like, a pat on the back and slowly goes to my lower back.
Why don't you just go to, like, a coin laundromat?
It is a coin laundromat.
Why do you have to interact with a business owner?
He's there. He's just around, making sure everything's good.
So you leave your clothes in the laundry. Can't people just open it and just steal shit?
I mean, yes, but I could do that at your house, too. I mean,
you're breaking and entering at that point. Hold on. Fucking, one's a felony. The other one's just like... Wait. So could someone just open...
Of course. But then again, Mr. Sexual Harassment is walking around.
Is there patrolling. Watching.
Yeah. So he's there for my safety. I just got to give him, like, sexual favors, I guess?
But theoretically, I could bring someone in to fuck with Mr. Sexual Harassment. And then I could go to your fucking thing that you're drying, open it, grab everything in there and take it.
Yes.
Damn.
Why is that a fear?
Sad. I don't know. I just think
I do my girlfriend's laundry, too, and there's, like, bras and panties. That's the one I'm more concerned about. I'm not really concerned about my clothing.
What are you concerned about?
I'm not, like, just... If anybody's going to do what you said, like, grab... I'm assuming they're going to go for a woman's stuff and be perverted.
Oh, you're saying, like, you feel bad when... I see.
Yeah, I don't feel like... Are you thinking just like somebody's gonna steal my clothes and sell them to Goodwill or something?
I think Louisa had that joke or whatever. But see, you had like the joke about burning boys' underwear or something.
Burning
a young girl's underwear. But it's like, imagine going to a laundromat and just having like little kid clothes. Like a little kid, like under five. Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
Under five? Just.
Yeah, clothes? But just like suspiciously. Like just like a shit ton. Like a metric ton of kids' underwear.
That would be. Very sick. I'm calling the cops.
Passing through. Hey, yo. I'm just passing through.
Just passing through with all these.
With my Buzz Lightyear lingerie.
These dinosaur ones. Uh-oh. Somebody had an accident. Oh, it's all right.
I try to remember if I had kid under. I don't think I had, like, kid-themed.
Were you a tidy whitey kid?
No. It was very, like,
Don't bullshit me, Perez.
No
kid walking around in boxer briefs.
No, it wasn't boxer briefs, but they weren't like under. They were just colored. I just remember that. But they weren't like, it wasn't like patterned after anything.
You didn't have dinosaurs? You telling me you didn't have Dave Bautista on the butt of your fucking...
I never had wrestling shit. The only time I ever bought a wrestling thing was I bought like a Raw shirt one time and I was so fucking pumped to wear it. And then when I wore, I saw myself in it and I just looked like every Mexican kid in the mall. I just remember that. Yeah. It was sad.
You were every Mexican kid. We are all the Mexican kid at the mall.
No.
None of us wanted to go to fucking Macy's, but our mother wanted to go.
You think those exist now more now? Or like a... Well, malls are dead, but it's like...
Malls ain't dead. There's one good mall in every, like, city. Well, not every city. And I don't know how to say it, but, like, there's one good mall.
One good shopping center?
One good shopping center every few thousand miles. Every few hundred miles.
I'd assume. Fucking what?
What?
It's like, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but as many as there is, most of them suck. Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of them are fucking Bayfair Mall, Eastmont Mall.
Bayfair. Bayfair was never good?
It was all right for a minute, and then, like, I don't know, it just fell off. Nobody really needs Kohl's that much.
There are the giant chess pieces.
Yeah. Like I remember the giant chess pieces. Everybody, like, has a fucking mall or a fucking shopping outside center where... You got the giant chess pieces, and I don't know how to play chess. I would love to, like, use
You don't them. Know what any piece in chess does?
No. I know that they can all kill each other, right?
You don't know what the rook does?
A rook?
Yeah, you don't know what the rook is?
He stands back and watch, rookie. Let me show you how it's done, pussy.
The rook is always the scariest one for me because it's the castle. The rook is the castle, and so it just moves straight. And it just moves like a fuck. It's like a killer. The queen does everything, though, but... What's the coolest?
That's why she's the queen.
What's the coolest chess piece?
The knight.
The knight's the coolest chess knight's piece. Too, yeah. Knight's the coolest chess piece because it's the only one that's able to jump over shit, and it's the only it moves in an L shape. So everything else kind of is like moving weird, but like meanwhile the knight's over here fucking spazzing out. Bam. The knight will fucking like get you. The knight will like backstab you if you ain't watching it.
Can you move backwards with the fucking?
You can move backwards all of them.
I don't
Except for the pawn. The pawn's the only one that you can't move backwards with.
I don't know how
chess What happens when your pawn reaches the end of the board? A mirror.
Checkmate.
No.
King me.
Not, you can't king me. You have the option to make it...
Uno.
You have the option to make it a bishop, a rook, a queen, or a knight.
Damn, these gender roles are really inexchangeable.
God damn it, Amir.
You can become anything you want, motherfucker.
There was a good argument. There was a good video I saw on this football player who, he was a wide receiver, and he had the ability to play quarterback for the team.
Yeah.
And the quarterback got injured. And it was a metaphor of how in chess, when your pawn reaches the end of the board, you can become a queen, but sometimes it's better to devalue yourself. Because the queen's the most, you know this, the queen's the most valuable piece in chess.
Yeah, but if you capture the queen, it's checkmate, right?
You don't know, you capture the king, it's checkmate.
Oh, you capture the...
You thought it was a women-run game all this time?
I just thought it was either one.
The king runs the show still. Come on.
All right.
But how does the king move?
Slowly?
Yeah, it moves like, it's like Joe Biden. It's like, fuck, it just moves one anywhere it wants, though, but it moves one piece. That's
one
it.
One piece?
The pawn can fucking move two pieces. The king only moves one piece. It's cool.
All right, Queen's Gambit.
Wait, hold. You know what? I didn't like that show. You know what? The only thing I liked about it was, like, the eras. I just liked what do they call it? They call it something. The period. Like, I like the period piece shit about it.
What, like the year it was? Or?
Yeah, they'd show you like the 50s or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, they kind of look like the 50s, and that's it.
Just white people wagging their fingers and racism?
Yeah. This really feels like the 50s just fucking beating another guy up now.
Oh, no, a Negro's being attacked. A skippity doo, a scabby dabby shabby doo wop.
Doo wop. I mean, totally.
Fuck. I was going to say, like, yeah. Would you go back? Would you be a zoot suiter back in the 50s?
I hate zoot suits. They seem like fucking assholes. Anytime I hear, like I remember learning about zoots, I feel like, wow, these guys really didn't do much. Like, these guys really were just fucking stupid.
I mean, I feel like more than anything, it seemed like it was just a style of clothing. It just seemed like...
Nah.
It's like, it's not...
That's where I get a little bit 50s-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were fighting with army guys. They were definitely being douches. Like, they were definitely doing crimes and
you
shit.
You don't think army guys can be douches?
I know they can be douches, but they,
I think it was,
but this is a
douches.
Different time. This is like fighting with a firefighter in 2002. Let me put it like that. Because World War II has just happened. Fucking meanwhile, these douchey zoot suits come in like, oh, hey, Navy guy that just saved the world from Hitler in Japan. You're a douche. Right? And it's like, give them some fucking, like, give them something. I don't
give
know.
Give them something. Do you remember what people were like in the 50s? Cut your hair, you fucking beatnik.
Sure.
And that guy didn't even go to war.
But zoot suits are this thing of, like, they dress so flamboyantly, but, like, they're going after the, I don't know. I'll defend the Navy guys because World War II has just fucking happened. So it's like, I don't know.
All right. First of all, most of those motherfuckers didn't even want to go. They were forced to go.
Drafted.
Settle the fuck down.
A lot of them fucking, lot of them went because they knew they were.
Most of you didn't want to sign the paperwork to get in there. Now that you were forced to go.
What is this revision? Is it what, everyone was a pussy during World War II now?
Yeah.
How dare you? I just saw Bandit Brothers for the fifth time.
Just go to the fucking Memorial Day Parade. Fucking pussies. How many of you really would have signed up, huh? Just because you didn't catch a bullet, you're a hero?
Yeah, I don't know. If a war happened now, I don't think anyone would say, well.
Bro, I'm not doing it. I don't give a shit. You could throw me in jail. I'm going to Canada. I'm not fucking doing that shit.
You'd go to Canada?
I'd go to Canada.
I wouldn't go to Canada.
I wouldn't go to Mexico.
Isn't that weird when you see, like, in a movie, like, a guy's about to get killed by, like, a gang, and he doesn't move to Canada, though?
Yeah.
You ever see, it happens so fucking much. For some reason, people will just not leave their area.
They'll be like, well, I gotta take care of it myself. And then Jason Statham fucks up the whole town.
Yeah, pretty much. Thinking, I wouldn't want to go back to, I'd rather go back to like the 20s or something.
To the 20s? What's in the 20s? We don't even exist in the 20s, do we?
We're just on a time travel, right?
We're still like.
Oh, you're talking about Mexicans like in general?
Yeah. I'm like, the exotic people of the Congo. And even though we're in Mexico and nowhere near the Congo.
We exist. We're actually a lot more, like, I think at that point we're a little bit cooler because we're like Pancho Villa out or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that was like his era. Yeah. I think we're actually better off in that era.
What?
Yeah.
You had a burro and it wasn't a punchline like this is my burro. I need him for like stuff.
Maybe. Well, here's the thing. I think I could get away with it a lot more. I think I could walk into like the 1800s and I think I'd be fine.
I think I could definitely picture you as the dirty Mexican with the fucking thing.
Dude, I don't want that fucking, don't nerf me like that. No, I think I could just walk
in. Si, senor. He went that way.
Dude, I want to be a fucking robber baron. I'm not trying to fucking, no. Why would I want to do that?
Oh, fuck. Have you ever seen Kung Fu Hustle?
No, but I heard that's a good fucking. That's Danny McBride, right?
What?
Is Danny McBride in Kung Fu Hustle? No, right?
I have no idea.
Fuck, I'm thinking something else. Forget it.
Oh, fucking no. It's a great movie, but there's this fat sidekick to the fucking main character, and I feel like that's you, but just that's an Asian version. Just dirty, dumb. Okay, boss, whatever you say. And then that's you as a fucking. Just. Fucking poncho. There's dust all over your face for some reason.
That does ruin time travel, the idea that, like, when you go back, you're immediately going to be met with some sort of, like, racism.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
in the 80s, in the 80s, by that point, we're good. 70s, we're good. You know what's fucked up about, like, my family?
What?
It's funny how I just started. Like, my dad. I don't talk about my dad that much, right?
Yeah.
Because there's like a big like language barrier or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, so my mom came in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And then my dad came in earlier than her in the 70s.
Yeah.
And we have no clue what he was doing other than getting drunk here. Like and it's like, I think about that. I think about like how.
You were here for 10 years.
He was here for 10 years with no like story. As in like, and I got like historical with that. Like,
yeah.
John Lennon was killed in 81.
Yeah.
Or like whatever. Harvey Milk was shot here.
Yeah.
And my dad was just like getting drunk. So I'm like, what the fuck was he doing? I just picture that. So
Harvey
weird.
Harvey Milk got assassinated. Fucking. There's all this shit happening. And he's just at the bar. No.
Yeah. He's just fucking hustling. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm sure. Man. Fucking. What did any of that have to. How did any of that actually affect him?
I don't know. I just think he must.
Your dad is not the historian you are, man.
I know, but I'm saying like he's walking through and he's seeing a city that like people are gonna take photos of years later on Instagram, and be like, "Damn, it was a different time." My dad's out there fucking.
What are you gonna tell your kids when they're like, "Yo, you were when the first black president? What like what happened? Are you just gonna show them pictures of like the Watts riots and shit?"
When I was a kid and that was happening, I remember just it was so stupid. When we were kids, we were like, "Yeah, we just thought of it as a checklist. Isn't like let's get a black female lesbian president, and then we'll just like and then we can do whatever we want after that."
Yeah,
I don't know why we saw it like that, but yeah. Like, how old were you? You were fucking, like, what, a little bit older during when Obama got elected, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was younger than you back then, and then I surpassed you. And then I fucking, we were the same age, and then I went, shh.
Fucking.
I don't recall. I remember just hearing, like, oh, yeah, the black dude got voted. I'm like, for sure.
I know, I remember being a kid and wanting Obama to win. Because it was this thing of, like, you wanted your generation to be the first, but we didn't know. We didn't know like anything.
And then he deported more immigrants than all those white men ever.
Yeah, he did do that. Arizona,
Kobe.
There you go. Kids in cages. Fucking yeah.
Ah, fuck. But yeah, no. I was gonna say, I don't know. Like how? I know like historical shit happens all the time.
Last week.
What
yeah.
happened last week.
Israel.
My brother?
No. God no. damn you, man. Fucking, yeah, Israel Hamas, all that shit.
Oh, the UFC.
Don't act like you didn't bring it up in the car earlier, trying to fucking add yourself. You didn't know anything about the last week.
You brought up don't mess with the Zohan.
No, you brought up how fucking Mayweather's plane came in.
He came in and just dropped off stuff to Israel, because money team. You know what I mean. Ugh.
I don't know. Have you been following anything after that?
No, I have no fucking clue.
Very interesting. Very interesting to see what... Because we live in the Bay Area and we see lots of comics, it's funny seeing who makes their profile pic the Israeli flag and then who immediately makes a rant of like, I'm Jewish, I'm Israeli, but like what Hamas is doing is right. It's very fucking like gay.
Who is Hamas? Is Hamas? I've heard like Hamas isn't
the type of food.
These people. I knew it was. Fucking knew it was in my fruit salad. It had hella seeds in it. It was white
seeds
with hella seeds in
of
it.
Evil.
See, if I would have planted them in the dirt, it would have been a problem.
There you go.
Fucking Hamas. Is that a terrorist organization?
I thought I explained it pretty well to you last time, didn't I?
No, not at all.
I explained it like, okay, so Israel versus Palestine. Like, there are two governments. There's Israel and there's like a Palestinian elected officials.
Yeah.
But those are only as strong as Israel lets them be. Because Israel sort of has power with them with the amount of money that we give to Israel. So Palestine's government isn't shit, but there's a group individual from Palestine called Hamas. And that's where Iran gave all the money for them to do all the shit. How does that not make sense to you? Don't give me that fucking look.
Hey, man, it makes sense if you say so.
But you don't see it? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. I get
don't
almost halfway
fucking,
in. I swear to God, I look at you and I
you
hear
you Afro man listening motherfucker.
Because
fucking.
I got her.
God.
Because I got her.
What is so hard to understand about that? It's like. It's like.
I legitimately think I have AD. I'm undiagnosed with something. At least some type of autism. Something.
But you like the relationship of Israel and Palestine. Like, Israel is like the big brother of Palestine. So it's not doing anything. But meanwhile, on the side, there's another kid named Hamas that agrees with Palestine. And they're the ones getting shit done. No?
Nothing. I feel like you're fucking selling me the Taliban.
How
fucking...
many times can I explain this to you before you under... It's so easy.
I guess, man. If you say so.
But, I don't know.
A woman's boob is like squishy, but like good.
Also, we were talking about that. We were talking about like how boobs when they as they get older. So it's like a girl gets.
When the fuck were we talking about this?
What?
When were we talking about this?
You mentioned boobs first.
I thought you said it like we were talking about it on the way here.
No, I'm saying we as in like me and somebody else.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay. We'll
fucking. We were talking like no, because it's like when a girl gets pregnant, more fat gets added to the boobs. It's a lot more firmer. But like, didn't I say mockingbird tits here?
Mockingbird tits.
I said mockingbird tits is like the. Remember that?
I can't remember that.
God damn it. They're good tits.
They're good
mockingbirds.
Oh, you're the ones that. Yeah. You told me like they point out. They're perky.
But they perk in a way where it's like curvature, 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 back to the front, center, and then everything on top is a little bit more sad. I don't know. It's like genius. But that goes, that flab's way worse than like when you're old. I don't know.
Is it like the specificness of the tit is amazing? Because you know, you pigeonholed yourself. There's not,
no, I didn't pigeonhole myself.
There's very few boobs that are gonna be, you're gonna consider perfect.
Not true. Not a lot, true. Like you, I've seen those boobs a lot.
Are those usually fake boobs?
I hope not. They're probably fake. Yeah.
Does it bother you when they're fake?
Sometimes I'm surprised. Like Sarah J didn't know I had fake tits.
Yeah, because they look natural. They sag and they do all that shit.
But, I get really mad at like breast reduction. Like, I got furious when I found out Sarah Dahl. You know what? Whatever. We're moving on.
All right. This has been Porn Corner. You're 5 minutes.
I'm so mad that you just ignored Israel Palestine to go into porn. Like, because you brought up tits.
I brought tits into it because tits needed to be brought into this.
God damn it.
Honestly, if everybody got some tits over there in Israel and Palestine, just send, like, the fuck team 5 over there and just get everybody blown. And
Jewish girl tits?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, Jewish girl tits. I'm saying, like, they got that over there. That's got to be pretty good.
It's probably good. I mean, have you seen, like, when fucking, I think Conan goes to, like, other places and the fucking...
Conan goes to Israel.
Yeah. I think he went to Israel and it was like, everybody's in great shape over there.
Yeah.
They don't have food.
Well, they're fucking preparing for the fucking World War III over there.
That's true, too. Right next door is your fucking worst enemy.
Yeah, right next door to that door, fucking, yeah.
I was going to say, have you seen, like, on the fucking news, like, places in New York and I think San Francisco, or on one side of the street is the Lebanese people and on the other side is the Israeli people?
They're not Lebanese. Jeez, you said they're Lebanese?
They're not Lebanese?
Lebanon has nothing to do with this.
Lebanon?
Palestine.
Palestinianites?
Yes.
Palestinianites.
Pal-Lebanon? They just combine their powers to form?
Taliban. That sounds like a Digimon.
I've heard people talk about like what if like all the Middle Eastern countries combined into one, and what would they be called? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know.
The good thing or a bad thing?
I was gonna say that's gonna be like fucking. It's like all the fucking South America combined. Like they don't like each other enough.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be cool, but it's not gonna fucking happen.
Dude, what if that happened?
That would be cool.
If all of South America combined,
just fucking everything South of America. You know, Mexico is not South America, right?
I never said that.
No. I'm just saying, like, we're not on that team then.
What do you mean?
I thought we were.
Oh, you're saying we're. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now you get it.
They just use it to shit on Mexico.
Yeah, they just fucking. Because I think they said Mexico is the largest Spanish speaking country.
It'd be hard just because, like, there's like fucking Venezuela and shit like that. Like, there's still communist countries over there.
What's wrong with that?
Like, no, they just wouldn't get along. Like, what would they end up being?
You love communism, don't you?
Who would run it? Like, Brazil?
Yeah.
You think Brazil would run it?
No. Well, no.
Brazil's the biggest country.
They can't even understand Brazil. They're speaking Portuguese over there.
Why not? Why not have it in Brazil? And then the other countries just learn how to speak Portuguese, so then they can...
All right. It's a real easy way to settle this. Who has the best ass?
Who has the best ass? So Colombia's going to run it?
Colombia
wouldn't be able to do it.
Colombia. I told you this before. Stop pigeonholing yourself. And put in specific Latinas that you want to see on Pornhub, and you get much better results. Instead of just Latinas, you get the vague, just anything brown looking.
No, you don't do that.
You do that.
No. But Colombia wouldn't be able to do it. Colombia wouldn't be able to do it.
Why not?
Because Colombia's always...
They have the cocaine.
That's the problem. The problem is they always fight with themselves over... They always fight with like their own rebel groups over shit. There's always a fucking season. I think it'd be Brazil... And then, yeah, just fucking have the other countries stop learning Spanish and just learn Portuguese and then just get on with it.
Yeah, bro, fuck you. I don't want to learn a language.
That'd be cool.
To this day, I still think it's amazing that America said, fuck your metric system, and then we never learned it.
I don't like the amount of fucking arrogance everyone has over us. Fuck it, we're the fucking imperial system. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck your moms.
A fucking mile is 5,138 miles.
Bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck where you came from.
No, I'm sure they and all these other countries are like, you know, it's easier to calculate and blah, blah, blah. But you sound like an asshole saying
hey, cunt. Fahrenheit, all right? Go fuck yourself. I don't mind it. I don't know.
Celsius? Salsa these nuts in your mouth.
Yeah, we turn your fucking metric system into a drink. Fuck you. I don't know why I'm getting so... like.
Imagine you go to fucking Europe, instead of Celsius, they have Fahrenheit as the drink.
Whoa, I was about to say... I thought you were going to say, like, conspiracy. Like, what if when you went to Europe, like, they just measured in Fahrenheit, and it's all a psyop?
It's all bullshit,
man. It's all Alex Jones is right.
You know, I heard somebody tell me that Alex Jones was the one who got information on... what is it where celebrities and, like, government people go to fuck?
Yeah, Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove, yeah. He got, what, pictures or something? What
are you... I know a comedian who claims to have worked at Bohemian Grove.
You know why?
What?
You know why?
Why? Well, I don't know.
Because it's just a place where people go to...
He said Harrison Ford. Nah, I believe him. What?
What did he say?
He said Harrison Ford made him a... he said he tried making Harrison Ford a Bloody Mary and he sucked at it. So Harrison Ford just made it himself and just kind of, like, begrudgingly, like, harumphed him. Like, that's how you make a fucking Bloody Mary. That's it.
Okay, that's it. I feel like that's the whole thing.
I know a guy that worked at Bohemian Grove. That should be something.
Yes, but did he watch a goat get sacrificed or some shit?
No. Why would he? No. If he said that, I'd immediately be telling everybody that. But no. He just worked there.
He just worked there.
I don't even know. Like, it's just...
how did he get there? Does he commute there?
He explained it. I just forgot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great rating.
It wasn't... don't fucking do that. But don't fucking rate. Why don't you fucking listen to what I have to say about Israel-Palestine?
Oh, my God.
And just fucking follow.
I'm going to bring porn back up.
No, I'm going to shit on the Palestine metric system again because fucking imperial... I just hate how people get so fucking arrogant. You use the imperial... you use pounds instead of... yeah, we do.
We do.
Fuck you.
Because we got pounds of weed. Good weed, you pieces of shit.
You don't use milligrams. No, we use ounces.
No. Fuck. Nah. I understand. I agree with you.
I get mad. Like, yeah, it's like it's dumb. It's like, listen, we helped your country during World War II. Go fuck yourself.
We fucked you up and then we helped you. What more honorable of a fucking thing could you do?
You use the imperial system of measurement.
I like how your British dude is always like a stupid British.
I make my British dude very like pompous, but like very condescending.
Very condescending.
You believe you'd be a zoot suit in the 50s.
Who, me?
You really think so?
Listen here, Nigel.
Horrible British accent right there.
Yeah, no. I think everybody... I don't think anybody's like, oh my God, when did
you
get this
believe?
British?
You know what? It's just my impression. It's come down. It's my impression of them doing Ricky Gervais. You believe as a man in the sky, following your every move. Mm. Yeah, it's my yeah.
Yeah, I told you, I'm not the big fan
of what
of just one Ricky Gervais and two just people who are like either side way too extreme.
British Office still great.
All right, now you're just fucking picking fights because you know it sucks.
It doesn't suck.
The Pam is ugly as shit.
Now you're the fucking John dead wrong. Is,
oh my God.
There's no John. His name isn't...
it's Jim.
No, it's not Jim. Oh, it could be Jim. Oh, no, Tim. The Mars
it's not Jim,
Tim,
it's dude. Tim. Oh.
It's Tim. Yeah, I don't know why you said John.
Stupid.
It doesn't matter.
It's John Krasinski in America.
No, it's fucking over here. It's in Britain and it's Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, even his fucking real name is stupid.
I don't know why.
Is he in the Lord of the Rings?
He's in all. He's like the British guy they cast in everything back then. He was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember that movie?
Not at all.
You don't remember Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
What the fuck is the Hitchhiker's
Guide? You fucking love it. You're as a fucking stoner. How have you not seen that fucking movie?
You don't fucking lump me in with these fucking mushroom people.
You
sure
gotta fucking... wait, hold on. You have
Friday is for potheads.
You'd fucking love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
What is the Hitchhiker's
Guide to the Galaxy? It immediately starts with, like, dolphins being smarter than humans, them leaving the Earth.
I'm leaving.
And then Earth explodes, and only one man is alive on Earth. It's fucking awesome. It's, like, cool.
I hate it. I did see, like, a tiny clip. You go to Facebook, and they have, like, shit, and I always get some, like...
have you seen the clip
like
of the robot?
Leg of what?
The robot? Is the clip of the robot?
What robot?
There's a robot. Martin the... fuck. I forget his name, but he's, like, a depressed robot. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
What's the clip?
The clip... I was thinking about the movie you told me about a long time ago.
What?
Outside of Tommy T's about... how these aliens come, but you're not allowed to see them, but they're going to help you. They're curing society.
Oh, you know, I was just watching that too.
And then they fucking walk out and they look like demons, like stare, like
awesome.
And you're like, thanks, Satan.
Childhood's end, yeah.
Yeah.
You saw what?
Just like clips of it, and then they're just explaining, like, they're recapping the whole movie in like 5 minutes.
I saw a video explaining, yeah, I think it was pretty brutal. Like, when you watch, like, the actual thing, it's like, for a sci-fi movie, it's pretty, like, fucking, the world just ends, and, like, horrible. It's, like, sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought the aliens were there to save them.
The aliens were there to save them, but, like, in a way of, like, you're
going to die, but we solved all your problems.
Well, it was like ascension. It was like the kids all fucking flew up, and they were going to be the next generation or whatever.
And then,
I don't even know how my hair is. I've constantly been checking my hair during this. It's probably just fucked.
Nah, you're fine.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's not your fault.
That fucking miniseries, though, it's fucked. It's like fucking, yeah, it's sad. Like, the main character or whatever, that's like the main guy that, like, talks to the... He fucking just... dies. I don't know.
Well, good. Fuck him. I was gonna say, you watch a lot of media, man. Do you go outside at all?
I do.
What do you do? Other than open mic.
God damn it. Now you fucked me on this one.
That's it.
If we're going like that, then I probably more spend my time in fucking BART stations than fuck.
Fuck. I mean, god damn it. Do you fucking... Have you seen some wild shit at BART?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of shit at BART.
What is it? What's some shit you've seen at BART?
When I started comedy, I felt like I saw guys doing crack. I'm thinking a lot of like aluminum foil type shit, because it was always late night buses or whatever, and that always sucked about it. And then BART during COVID was just a lot more skeevy. But other than that, it was like BART now is not that bad. I don't know. I saw a guy fall and start bleeding once on his nose. That's pretty funny, because it was a packed Antioch bus. Because it's like, the way BART works is like, if you're going up north and you go from, say, Fruitvale up to fucking, Concord. Yeah. You have to go to fucking 12th Street, transfer, and it's the most packed bus ever. That fucking Annie, I hate it. And fucking in that bus, everyone wants to kill themselves. But everyone's standing, and this guy, I guess, had like a fucking breakdown. He had like, not a breakdown, he had like an anxiety attack, and he just fell. And then he fell on someone. Then the guy fucking like... And then he broke his nose as he was falling.
Nice.
Awesome.
I would have been so annoyed. Hey, can you sue somebody for breaking their nose on your knee or something?
I was near the guy. Immediately just moved.
Don't want the blood on me.
I just licked it in front of him like... Drink from me. Remember that?
No, where's that?
Eric Andre, Subway.
Eric Andre. No.
You've never seen him do shit at the Subway?
I'm not an Eric Andre guy.
You don't like him at all?
I'm not.
There's the Subway ones are pretty funny, because he'll be in the Subway and he'll, like, one time he comes dressed in as a mailman, and he'll, like, he'll be opening up people's mails. It's Con Ed. He'll be like, Con Ed's like their PG&E over there, and he's like, he sees he opens to everybody. Con Ed Bill's like, Con Ed Bill, guess what? Lights out. He just rips the fucking paper in half, and then there's a guy, he's opening up someone's, he's like, hey, is that someone's money? And then he opens up, like, a birthday card. He's like, guess what? $5 for me. And he's like, he's just stealing shit. It's funny.
All right, that one does sound... I only know Eric Andre for drinking excessive amounts of mayonnaise as one of his characters.
That's it?
That's the only one. I'm like, all right, I'm done with this.
Again, you're very, like, anti-stoner shit. That's like,
how is that stoner shit?
Eric Adult Swim in general?
First of all... No, I don't think Adult Swim in general.
That's your fucking thing.
First of all, that's not stoner shit. I'm telling you, that's...
Yes, it is.
That is mushroom people shit.
No, it's not. It's not mushroom people shit. No, it's not. Yeah. Fucking mushroom people don't watch adults. Because why would they be into, like, humor at that point as, like, adult? They'd be fucking moving on. They'd be, like, tripping off of something that like that's not that.
Huh?
I don't know. Fucking, I just know that fucking, if you're on mushrooms, I don't care about fucking, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like pothead shit.
Yes, it does. Eric Andre?
No.
There's a video of like him, like holding a big ass camera in front of his face.
Yeah.
And he's like, sir, can you help me? And like, he doesn't see Eric Andre's face. He's like, and then he pulls the camera down and he has like a prosthetic cyclops eye.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I haven't even told you about the Fruit Loops one.
The Fruit Loops one?
Yeah. You haven't seen that?
Tell me the Fruit Loops.
He's on the subway. This is pretty funny. He's on the subway. He's wearing, like, picture a black green skin, green, you know, like green skin. Yeah. And
green
it's like,
screen.
I know, it's a green skin. Green screen. And he's wearing it, like, black, though. And he has, like, Fruit Loops sewn in, like, pattern thing, like the thing. And he's wearing a dog collar, like those, like, cone ones.
Yeah,
and he just walks up with a gallon of milk and Fruit Loops, and he's like, "I did not get the job at Fruit Loops." And then like this is Subway though, and everyone's just like staring at him, and he's like, "I did not get the job." As he's saying that, he's opening up the Fruit Loops thing, putting it in his cone head, and then he opens the gallon of milk, and he's like, he pours it on himself, so he's making himself like a bottle of cereal on his head, and then he starts walking up to people, he's like, "Drink from me," and then. As he's saying that, milk is spilling fucking everywhere in the subway, and people are like moving the fuck out. Meanwhile, just gonna be like, "Drink from me, eat from me." He's just sounding like a Frankenstein monster. I don't know. It's awesome.
He didn't think of that on pot.
Yes, he did. No, how do you not fucking? Oh my god!
First of all, have you ever even smoked pot?
No. But I know this. I know that's a very pothead thing to do.
That is not a very pothead thing. What are you talking about?
Oh, my fucking God. It's a mushroom thing? Fucking.
It's definitely not a pothead. It is. Drink from me is not pothead.
It's funny. It's fucking
funny. It's funny, but it's not a pothead.
What do you mean? It's
fucking Super Troopers is pothead.
And fucking so is Eric Andre. Fuck, what the fuck? You're an idiot. Eric Andre.
You're full of shit. You're fucking ugly. Your fucking clothing sucks.
Yeah, we're getting into ad hominem attacks.
You're just fucking getting super personal.
That's an interesting argument, though. Your
bark card stinks.
I feel like I could. It's not bark. It's Clipper. You've aged yourself.
Ah, shit.
Fucking. that's a good argument. Like what? Because alcohol, I can immediately point to like what people on alcohol find funny.
Beerfest.
King of the Hill. It's like Blue Mountain State. It's like all this shit. Like, our friends is, like, sober, you know, like, but it's, like,
alcohol.
Alcohol is, like, yeah, it's shit like that. It's, like, Trailer Park Boys. But Trailer Park Boys, they smoke weed, too, right? Like, that's just, like, a weed show.
Yeah, well, they fucking do hash and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that I could point to. Weed is definitely Eric Andre. Like, it annoys me that you think it's not Eric Andre. How is it not?
Fucking Eric Andre probably smokes weed in the morning, and by fucking noon he's on fucking Molly. He's taking up.
Maybe, but it's definitely a weed or like it's definitely like
weed is the minimum of his thing. I feel like
fucking God.
He's not fucking weed is not.
You haven't seen any Eric Andre clips?
I've seen like little things. Where
you've seen the one?
I've seen him shoot.
Hannibal Buress. I was gonna mention Hannibal. You ever seen where they asked that blonde chick? Hannibal's like a. Do you know Walk a Flock of Flame? And then the girl goes, is it a band? And then Hannibal goes, that's a person. And she says that.
That's a man. That's a man.
Yeah, and then she's like, and then he goes, Flocka, I'm the head. And then he just starts singing extremely fucking, he's singing Hard in the Paint incredibly loud to her.
She's hella aggressive.
Yeah. Fucking, that's weed. How is that not fucking weed?
No. It's not weed.
It fucking annoys me that you don't see how
it annoys me that you think you know.
I know.
That's like if I fucking took, I can't even fucking, you're so wrong I can't think of another.
I don't like that you said beer fest for alcohol. The point isn't like these like shitty movie. The point is like, what's a show that appeals to mainly one group of people? Like, beer fest would be like cheating. It's like how. It's like, yeah, I could say fucking any weed show, too. I could say Weeds.
Exactly. Fucking Weeds is for potheads, and at no point is somebody...
Weeds wasn't considered a good show. Doesn't Weeds...
I didn't fucking watch it.
Then what the fuck are you talking about? Fucking...
It's for potheads, though.
No, it's a weird... It's not like what you think. It's like...
No, she's in the pot business, but she's also a mom.
I guess how Whoa. That... I didn't watch it either, but I guess what happens in that show is like by season four...
Yeah.
Because it's like everyone makes a point. Weeds is pre-Breaking Bad. Like, it's like mom starts selling weed. Whatever. In season four, she just stops, and then it just continues on.
Then what the... It's just not even...
The show's just dumb. Like, the show fucks up like that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it fucking sounds stupid. But no, I hate those types of shows, too. They are for potheads, I guess. But it's like, I don't care that pot is in this. fucking, I know it's fake. I don't know. I'm like, what is
I'm going to kill this fucking fly.
Fucking kill it. I've been waiting for you to fucking kill it.
Fly's been pissing me off for fucking, too fucking long.
What are you,
long.
Pussy? Kill it.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I'm a fucking Mr. Miyagi.
Fucking right there. It's a fucking baby fly. It's not even like a real fly.
Well, it's fucking flying.
Well, fucking catch it. See? Did you get it?
Well, I don't know if I got it. Probably not.
Probably not.
Anyways.
We'll see.
Eric Andre's a weed show.
It's not a weed show.
What is it? It's a mushroom show?
I wouldn't even call it a fucking more artistically comical show. Or some bullshit like that.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
I mean, he's so random and shit.
It's on Adult Swim.